This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com,
heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Lady Gaga might have attracted a lot of attention from her meat dress, but she isn't the only one wearing meat waste. Right now, I'm wearing a meat byproduct on my feet, and you might be too. Leather is one of the most obvious animal products that we don't eat, but I wasn't sure about its relationship to the meat industry. I visited Global Leathers to interview Leo Gonzalez, who is a salesperson and guest professor for fashion students at the Fashion Institute of Technology, Pratt & Parsons. I had some time to kill before he could be interviewed, so I roamed around their huge store in Manhattan's garment district. The narrow aisles were completely packed with all kinds of hides, cow, snake, zebra, and a lot of things that I couldn't identify.
A lot of people come in here and their description is they're like shocked. They can't believe so much stuff we have here. We carry almost all types of leather goods and exotics, from zebras, snakes, crocodiles, stingrays. Our variety is almost endless. We got things like, you can even imagine, like cow tripe, like the inside of the stomach of the cow. They make that into a leather as well. And also chicken feet. They make it into a leather. So salmon leather is another type of different textures that people like to use.
Cow tripe leather? I had to see it for myself.
Here's a tripe.
Oh, I was touching this earlier. It's so weird.
Yeah, I told you. You see the shapes it has? Like, for example, it has like a kind of like a pocket thing.
Oh, it's hot pink tripe.
Yeah, hot pink tripe.
I thought all of this was interesting, but I was a little disappointed because I wasn't sure what all these kinds of leather had to do with the meat industry. Then I found out that a lot more of the leather was meat byproduct than I expected. 90% to be exact.
90% of all of our leathers here are from animals that were killed for byproduct. The only other percentage are foxes, minks. Those are the only types of animals that are raised in ranch just for the skin. But the cows, the lambs, the goat, the zebra, even the pythons and the alligators, those are all byproducts.
Nick Kamali seconds this. He is the owner of North American Tanning across the street.
No cows are really killed for the skin, ever. Leather is a byproduct of the meat industry. So it's not like fur that they're killing it for the fur. Leathers are always killed for meat. And that's why one of the reasons why our prices have spiked a lot.
Since there are only hides when animals are being slaughtered for meat, leather prices are completely dependent on meat prices.
Right now, I mean, just informationally, hides are basically at a historical high price. Well, it's a combination of things. Global leather demand is very good. And one of the consequences of the drought here in the States a couple of years ago was that there was a terrific herd liquidation, because it got too expensive to feed cattle compared to what you're going to get for them for the beef. It's a supply and demand thing. The demand is up, the supply is down, so the price is up.
That's Skip Horween, the president of Horween Leather Company. Horween Leather is a tannery based out of Chicago. Skip says he pays about $130 per hide, which is up about 35% from a couple of years ago. At Global Leathers, Leo says a finished cowhide goes for about $375. Skip explains how the tannery adds value to the hide.
The primary thing for us is that the hides are all brine cured before transport, because that acts as a temporary preservative. So when we receive a hide, the hair is still on, and they've been basically wet. They've been wet salted. We do our initial tanning so that we can grade skins, and grading leather is very much like the great parallel. It's very much like grading wood.
After the hide is tanned and graded, it is split into a standard thickness. The bottom part of the skin is appropriately called the split, and is used for more utilitarian purposes, like shoe soles, and even used to be the inside of key actions of pianos. The top part of the leather is sent to factories to be made into all kinds of different products. Horween Leather is known for their shell cordovan, which is horse leather and, yes, also a meat byproduct, thanks to the French. Horween also tans cowhides for baseball gloves, basketballs, and footballs. Skip estimates that their leather is used to make 500,000 footballs every year. I thought that sounded like a lot of leather, but according to Skip, they are nothing compared to the big tanneries.
Oh, we're a fraction. I mean, they're the biggest ones. They're doing many more per day than I do per week. Some of them can run 10,000 a day, and I'll run 6,000 a week.
10,000 hides a day sounds crazy, but it really makes sense when you learn the numbers. The USDA estimates from 2 years ago say that 25.8 million steer and heifers were slaughtered. If you include the dairy industry, that number rises to over 33 million animals, which means over 33 million hides to be tanned.
There used to be an awful lot of tanneries in this country. You know, every small town or every region used to have their own tannery, but that has consolidated a lot. You know, the change in labor conditions, as the cost of labor has gone up here, a lot of those very manual, labor-intensive jobs have moved overseas to, you know, third-world countries. And there's also environmental regulations that people have to contend with.
Jesse Meyer, founder of Pergamena, is very familiar with the changes to the tanning industry. Richard E. Meyer & Sons is their family company and has been around for over 450 years.
The type of leather we make is what's called veg tan leather, and it's tanned using vegetable extracts, which is how leather was made for thousands of years. Only in the last 100 or 150 years or so have people started using what's called chrome tanning, and it's a very easy way to make leather. But it ends up that you're using chrome, which is a heavy metal, and then you have to worry about wastewater treatment because people don't want that sort of contamination getting into the waste stream. That's the kind of stuff that has led to a lot of tanneries closing because they couldn't end up, you know, releasing clean enough water.
So the hide does create some waste product depending on the type of tanning done. Skip Horwin says the hair from the hide is thrown away and cannot be repurposed.
The hair is dissolved, basically, chemically. It goes through the process in the water and gets screened out. We have a giant filter. It's almost like a huge, you know, cleanable coffee filter. So it's all accumulated on there and dried into these cakes, and then that also all gets landfilled.
Some trimmings are also thrown away with the hair, but Nick from North American Tanning says it's common for even scraps to be reused.
Even factories that are cutting the leather, let's say they're making a handbag and they have wastage where you can't put it in the bag, they take that wastage and they sell it to another manufacturer that's called scrap leather.
What do you do with scrap leather?
You sew them all together and you make those patchwork type bags, or that's actually cheap. They sell it by the pound as opposed to by square foot or meter.
I asked Leo from Global Leathers to imagine a world without the leather industry.
Oh my God, there would be so much waste. So much waste. It's incredible. Like us in this store, we have a huge place and every aisle is full of different skins. You imagine the waste of the whole world of skins that nobody would use. That's like unbearable.
To see a picture of chicken foot leather and learn more about meat waste, visit our website at heritageradionetwork.org. This is the second in a series of continuing investigation into animal meat waste. Our upcoming pieces will explore the hidden worlds of rendering and meat composting. For the heritageradionetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.